So for the sake of all other sentient beings throughout the extents of limitless space, I must attain by every means the state of full enlightenment Buddhahood. And for this purpose, we shall now listen to the teachings. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in the perfect manner. Yes. So, well, the teachings that we're listening to is the teaching that encompasses all the essential instructions, you know, found in all the teachings of the Buddha, which is called the Graduated Path to Enlightenment. And so within the outline of the text are the four main outlines showing the greatness of the teaching's author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. Secondly, showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for instructions. Thirdly, how to listen to and explain the teachings. And then fourthly, how to lead students with the actual instructions. Within these, we have come to the portion on relying on the spiritual master, which is the root of the path. And within that, we have come upon the portion of training into how to train in faith, which is the root.
Yes.
So within the portion about how to rely upon a teacher, this is divided into two portions, how to rely in thought and how to rely in practice. The portion relying in thought and has two main portions, which is training in faith, which is the root, and remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful. So this is a portion we've come upon.
Yes.
Yes. So then, now we're talking about the portion of remembering teacher's kindness, being respectful. Then in the text here, it quotes the Ten Teaching Sutra, which says that develop the following ideas with respect to teachers. I've wandered for a long time to cycle existence, and they search for me. So here, since beginner's rebirth up to your present moment, we have been immersed in the ocean of cycle existence. We have been wandering within cycle existence. So being immersed and sunk within this ocean, then the spiritual master or the virtuous friend, then sort of like a boat, a ferry person, you know, someone who sort of like a shipmaster, you know, then they go out in search, you know, for these beings who are immersed in cycle existence. So they then search for us within this ocean's cycle existence.
Mm-hmm. 다 유일한데 때목이 되신 이 로비 세제다. 아니가 안아서 내가 도마 매반네 아니 너무 말이 비제 너무 말이 온게 드네 드네 단이 로드 그래서 아 파비남 주야다 아 근데 맞지 맞지 엔 되는 게 삼바데 봐 안가 니 로드 그래서 아 근데 죄송해 말해 근데 근데 니 로드 와대 에 내가 인초나 아 그래다 아 달랍니다. 근데 저야 삼번 맞지 맞지. 니 로드 그래서 오는데 니 로가 세제게 좋대 남아들이.
So since beginner's rebirth until now, it says here I've been asleep, having been obscured by delusion for a long time, and they wake me. So since beginner's rebirth until now, we have been obscured by the darkness of ignorance. You know, the darkness the darkness or a lack of knowledge, you know, of ignorance, and this has. Due to that, we have been in a sleep-like state. Within a sleep-like state, you know, similar to ignorance, or ignorant state, which is similar to sleep, we have not been, our minds have not been searching for the path to liberation. You know, that mind which searches for the path to liberation becomes obscured or temporarily blocked. You know, so therefore, the Lama then wakes us up from this state and, you know, spurs us on to search for the path liberation.
Yes. This is the Jamson on the chain there. Rita Jamson, yeah, and long gang is on what it, Jinzi is on what it, Lamar is. The CB Jamson on the chain, Dongana took another there. That Lammy shooting, a tender chain, and the CB Jamson, yeah, Tavachi, you watch it. They into, and it, CB Jamson, Jinzi is what the Lamar is.
Yes. Then the text continues to say, they pull me up from the depths of the ocean of existence. So we sentient beings have been caught up or sunk within the ocean of cyclic existence for a long time. And we are, we experience, we've been, the experience of the various sufferings of the cyclic existence. We've constantly been tormented or tortured. Tormented by, tortured by the various sufferings of cyclic existence. So the Lama, by teaching the Dharma towards us, then causes us to be free, free from this state of cyclic existence. So similar to the Lama actually pulling us out from this ocean of cyclic existence.
Yes. Lama ne marjo ba lama zomba tondes. Tanda penje la ne ngano
Then the text verdict says that I've entered a bad path and they revealed a good path to me. So this means that, you know, since beginner's rebirth, we have been under the influence of karma and afflictive emotions. And due to that, you know, we've only come across or entered into paths that lead to further cyclic existence. And not we've not come across or entered into paths that lead to liberation from cyclic existence. So therefore, the teacher then teaches us the path that leads towards liberation from cyclic existence. So then the text says that they released me from being bound in the prison of existence. So since beginner's rebirth until now, we have been bound by the ignorance that grasps onto the self as inherently existing. So this state of mind is holds us within cyclic existence. It sort of like causes us to be bound within cyclic existence, as if it were like a net. A net. One is caught up in a net and unable to free oneself from bondage. Therefore, the Lama, by teaching the Dharma of selflessness, of emptiness, then frees us from this bondage that holds us within cyclic existence.
Yes. Member Zombo Nevina, any member de la Gawada, Cuba Yungrua. A ten on Jing, another Toma Mebane, Newman with Nage. Na, any tea won't get chumbi, Dongana, so what you can none day of it. That tele, Newman with Nage, subject member of Lama Givision at Rinia Bicabla, and then Lama the Church in the Ten and the Cuba Chicores.
So then the text says that I have been worn out by illness for a long time, and they are my doctors. So here, if a patient has been ill for a long time, being afflicted by a chronic illness, then if they were to meet one day chance upon a physician, a doctor that's able to provide medicine and cure their long-term disease and illness, then this person, the sick person, will be extremely happy. So likewise, all of us have been, since the beginning of this rebirth until now, have been caught within cyclic existence due to afflictive emotions, and experience, the various forms of suffering. We're constantly tormented by the various forms of suffering. So the Lama is able to teach us the Dharma and to cure us, of this illness of cyclic existence and having to experience the various sufferings, this illness of afflictive emotions. So therefore here it refers to the Lama as being like a doctor.
Yes. Ne chapa papjeve na mete sendo. Te noji nyomo me member deva te paishwa chebi chati davate yo namare samne kubaje gore so.
Then the text says that they are the rain clouds that put up my blazing fire of attachment and the like. So here on our mind streams, since beginning of rebirth, our minds have been afflicted by very strong afflictive emotions such as anger and pride and so forth. So all these different various delusions or afflictive emotions have been very rampant, like a wildfire. So the Lama, various afflictive emotions causes our minds to be extremely disturbed, be constantly disturbed. So the Lama is like a rain clouds, put forth a rain of Dharma, it pacifies all these sufferings, or disturbances caused by the afflictive emotions.
Yes.
So here then, following the text, it says, it quotes from the Array of Stalks Sutra, in which it says, Yutho Sudana. So here, Sudana, is a renowned bodhisattva who over time was never satisfied with relying on spiritual masters. His desire to rely on spiritual masters was never satisfied. So it was constantly, through many hardships, went in search of many qualified spiritual masters, relied upon them, and hence, you know, there were all these various sutras came forth about his reliance on the spiritual master. And then here, therefore here, when it refers to what the text addresses, what the sutra addresses, the Sudana, here at this point of time, Lama Tsongkhapa says that we should think that we ourselves are being addressed, you know, instead of just another person, but actually we should think that the following lines are actually addressing ourselves. So here at the first line it says, the teachers are those who protect me from all the miserable realms. So the teachers protect us from falling to the lower realms. So this line refers to the teachers teach us a path, you know, corresponding to the being of the lower scope, you know, the lower capable being. Yes. Yes. So then the text says, they caused me to know the sameness of phenomena. So here the teacher, it shows, it's referring to the teacher teaching us the wisdom of selflessness, you know, that or emptiness, that is the antidote, the direct antidote to the self, the ignorance of the self-grasping mind, the ignorance, ignorant mind that grasps onto the self and inherently existing. So here this line refers to the teacher that teaches the path corresponding to the middle cable of being. Yes. Yes. Then the text says that the teachers, they caused me to know, they show me the paths that lead to happiness and those that lead to unhappiness. So here it refers to the teacher teaching us the differences between the lower vehicle and the greater vehicle, the Hinayana and Mahayana. So here the path of happiness refers to the Mahayana, the path that leads to Buddhahood, and the path of unhappiness refers to the path of the Hinayana path. So the reason being that if we enter into the Hinayana or lower vehicle path, then the mind does not, you know, the mind that wants to benefit others, you know, gets blocked. You know, one does not, it's not interested in wanting to perform works to benefit others, accomplish the welfare of others. So one strives for one's own benefit, cultivates a path. Eventually, when one achieves the result of the path, which is a liberation, then one remains within the meditative concentration, you know, on that bliss of liberation, peaceful liberation, for a long time, for many eons. However, this is not sufficient for an individual's development. So therefore, the Buddha's, after when the karma is right, the Buddha's grant blessings, you know, send blessings towards that being and causes them to, inspires them to arise out of that meditative concentration and enter into the Mahayana path, beginning with the path of accumulation. So therefore, within this context, the Mahayana path is considered as the path of happiness. Because if a person, in this way, if a person first attains the state of arhatship, you know, in the lower vehicle, then from there to and then after that they're inspired by the Buddha to enter the Mahayana path, as compared to someone who right from the very beginning, you know, entered the Mahayana path and trained, then the first person who first went through the arhatship and then got inspired to enter Mahayana, even though at that point of time when they attained arhatship, they had already abandoned the obscurations of the afflictive emotions, you know, therefore they freed themselves from samsara. However, you know, they take a much longer time, you know, to achieve Buddhahood, whereas a person who first enters in the Mahayana path right from the beginning, then they achieve Buddhahood much more quickly.
Yes.
So then they say the text says the instruct me in deeds always auspicious. So this refers to like the bodhisattva activities. Then they reveal to me the path to see the omniscience. So they show the path will lead the disciple to the state of Buddhahood, the non-abiding nirvana.
Yes.
So then the text says, they guide me to omniscience, they cause me to enter the ocean of reality sphere. So here means indirect perception of the true nature of all phenomena. And then the line says, they show me the sea of past, present, and future phenomena. Here refers to the omniscient mind that's able to perceive all the infinite variety, a myriad variety of phenomena. So the previous line, which says, enter the ocean reality sphere, this refers to the wisdom aspect, you know, of the Buddha's attainment. And then they show me the sea of past, present, future phenomena. This refers to the method aspect, you know, of the attainment.
Yes.
And it says here, they reveal to me the circle of the noble beings assembly. So therefore the teacher, by teaching the Dharma, guides us to the state of an Arya or a noble being's attainment.
Yes.
So here the line says the teachers increase all my virtues, and also in Tibetan text it says like the white dharma, so actually refers to the virtues, and it says remembering this you will weep. So here the useful sadhana, you know, then by remembering the kindness of the teacher, you know, then to remember the kindness of the teacher, then in such a way, then it's moved to the point of weeping. So likewise, you know, for ourselves, by remembering the kindness of the teacher in such a way with great respect, you know, and then remembering the kindness of the teacher, and then developing faith within our hearts, you know, then we have to constantly meditate in such a way over and over again, up to the point whereby even the hairs on the pores of our body, you know, rise up, you know, and then we start to even, then tears come to our eyes. So we have to meditate on the kindness and teacher in such a way up to such a state.
Yes.
Yes.
공원도 연노 송이 승야 주주민도도 승야 대체 이렇게 가리 로원에 가리 된데 요 삼바지네 나지 다기 연노 송 세야게 쏟아다 기회신인 된남 나라네 남대와 동대와 동바체보 군도선 비주민 동바체보 세야 된데게 가리 전에 대다게 돈 세지도 다 이말에 심 이젠도 이마도 된데 많이 받지 지도네 전바 제바이나 아니 구바 제기레스
So then the text says that recollect your teacher's kindness in accordance with this text, personalize it by replacing they with these teachers in all the phrases describing a teacher's kindness. So in this section of relying on the guru, the first section I mentioned before, training in faith, which is the root, and then secondly, remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful. So at this point of time, when we during these two portions, when we're meditating on these, we should visualize in the space in front of ourselves all the spiritual masters that we have, you know, however many or few they may be, that we meditate them in front of ourselves and then generate great faith towards these spiritual masters, generate great faith, and then by reciting the verses mentioned above, you know, following the quotations from above, then remembering the kindness of the teacher within one's heart, you know, that such and such a teacher has been so kind to me, that all these teachers give me such benefit and teach me such paths. As mentioned before, the paths that lead to happiness and those that lead to unhappiness, and they also instruct me in these always auspicious. So remembering all these various kindness, you know, then with one's mind single-pointedly focused on the meaning of these words, one recites it aloud while remembering, you know, the kindness of each and every individual teacher. That is, with one's mind unwavering, with an undistracted mind, mind being single-pointedly focused on each and every teacher, on the words, meaning of the words and their kindness, then by remembering in such a way, reciting them aloud, then one will generate a respect, you know, eventually within one's mind stream for these teachers.
Yes. 인바르다 너무 고만 난난데 최진데 연 노송견이 개비신이 가르체 근데 최진데 송고요 인바르다 근데 다 개시 추마가 근데 개빈 신이 근데 다 개비신이 다 개발 야 조화적인 신이 근데 다 추마가 추고 연대 연수 돈데 대바스 연대 담제 돈벌체 받아 대는 언제 정주스미 좀 넘다 인시스 Some men and their own by ease, then the two, so just a major nomination, since then their own source, then the song.
Yes. So then, so the same way, substitute these words in the former sutra, which is the Ten Teaching Sutra, was mentioned before, in the same way. Then again, here, Lama Tsongkhapa again quotes from the Ray of Stalks Sutra, which says, I, Sudhana, have come here. I think in one point at least, these are my teachers, instructors in the teachings. So the ones who totally reveal the good qualities of all things. So Sudhana, you know, then by this point in time, you should also apply this to yourself as well, thinking that your teachers are the ones who totally reveal all the good qualities of the Dharma. You know, and it says here, and then fully teach the Bodhisattva way of life. So the teacher also teaches us, you know, the Bodhisattva, the mode of practice within the Bodhisattvas.
Tabi lamge toma, ene sonam seya derwa, sonam. Ene sonam ne shu, ene sonam ne jonam, jonam ne ene tonam, gonam, melob lam se, lam ngate, irma jindu rogo gyorwa. Yende ta toma, nam toma, sonam yinza, de ene, bachyebi sonu odichi. Ene daga matava, tsonam donji je lama la jayin bari. Tad teni bhoji si ne oma treche ya soya che. Teni nongje ne tsonam topsa ne tsonam yonde tele ya yon tsu jion che. Kone kone pewa che ya jionam kap che. Yindu tsonam to jionam tomba la jayin bari.
So that it says here, because of giving birth to these qualities in me, they're like my mother. Because of giving me the milk of good qualities, they're like my wet nurses. So the spiritual master is likened to a mother that gives birth to a child and cherishes it, you know, gives it great affection and love. And also the virtuous friend is like a wet nurse that nurses a child. So like this, the meaning, you know, behind these analogies is that of the all the paths leading to liberation, firstly, you know, one enters into the first path, which is the path of accumulation. And then following that, one proceeds the path of preparation, the path of seeing, you know, the path of meditation and the path of no more training. So more or the path of no more learning. So all these are like the five paths, you know, leading to liberation. So of all these five paths, the first path, which is the path of accumulation, then at that point of time, you know, the Lama by giving teachings causes the disciple to generate this or enter into this first path, which is similar to like giving birth to a child. You know, giving birth to similar to childbirth, a new engendered experience, and then from then on, then the Lama continues to give teachings to the student and causes the disciple to engender more qualities, nourishes their qualities, just like, you know, a child having been born. Following that, then the wet nurse or the mother then provides the milk, you know, and nourishes the child's, you know, assisting or supporting its growth. So likewise, having entered into the path of accumulation, the Lama then nourishes the qualities of the disciple by giving the Dharma. So this second analogy of the wet nurse refers to the path, can be understood to be referring to the path of preparation. Yes.
Remember that. So nam se ya de pagi lang ge thong ma chi. Zo ni da thong ba ni tu sam ji gong ne den nam be. And the cho so ba. Jeba.
So at the first path, you know, is the path of accumulation. So this is the first of the five paths leading towards liberation. And at this point of time, one mainly engages in hearing teachings about emptiness, you know, contemplation and doing meditation on emptiness. However, one's main practice is accumulating the various conditions. Now. Within the first path, one mainly tries to gather the basis or establish the basis for practice by relying mainly on hearing and contemplation of the path, and then at the same time accumulating virtue, you know, merit at the same time. So then the second path, which is a path of preparation, at the point of time, then one starts to have a little bit of meditational experience, and one comes close to the realization of emptiness. So therefore, it is called the path of preparation.
Yes. Yimbarita, 라바도 임바다 잠진은 더 중요요나데 잠진 촉투비야요 말바 추중용은 더 요구이나 남성 촉용으로 와 된는 이제네 개비진이 잠소진도 무슨도 돼 유진이 연대지 와 임바
So the text further says that they thoroughly train me in the branches of enlightenment. These teachers turn away agents of harm. Like doctors, they free me from old age and death. Like Indra, the chief of the deities, they let rain of nectar fall. Like the full moon, they fill me the white teachings of virtue, showing the way towards peace. They are the light of the sun. With regard to friends and enemies, they are like mountains. So this line then refers to generally in our mind streams, we tend to have aversion towards our enemies and attachment towards our friends. So these two states of mind, or emotional states of mind, then causes us to be perpetually disturbed, or we're constantly in a state of constantly being moved, you know, or back and forth, you know, by these different emotions. So the lamas, you know, the virtuous friend, having abandoned aversion to his enemies and attachment to his friends, are immutable, immovable like mountains. So then they by their guidance, they're able to cause us to abandon such disturbing states of attachment and anger and aversion. Then the line further says that they have minds imperturbable, like as the ocean. So here, the minds of a spiritual friend is described like the ocean. So if you have a small body of water, like a pond or a small pool of water, if you throw a stone into that pond, then that causes a lot of ripples, you know, unending ripples. But if you were to throw a small stone into the ocean, then, you know, then there's hardly, you know, you hardly disturb the ocean in any way. So likewise, the minds of the spiritual master are described to be such, and they also, you know, benefit us by causing to achieve this quality.
Yes.
And so the spiritual masters cause our minds to be also like them, you know, like the ocean, undisturbed, cannot be disturbed. So then the line says that they wholly care for me and are like pilots of a ferry. So the spiritual master cares for us with great loving kindness and compassion. And so taking care of the disciples and guiding them on the path. And they are like the pilots of a ferry. So because we are caught within the ocean of cyclic existence, then the Lama, you know, then delivers us from this state, you know, saves us out from this ocean of cyclic existence and to be free from it, and then delivers us to the shore of liberation. So therefore the Lama is like the pilots of a ferry. Then it says here, thinking in this way, you know, I've come here. So in Tibetan text it says Sudana has come here, you know. So in this point of time, so he says that Sudana, by thinking in such a way, remembering the various qualities of the spiritual master, has come here to rely, had come to the feet of the spiritual masters to rely upon them. So at this point of time, we should apply this to ourselves. You know, so in English here, it says, I've come here, so that's appropriate to apply the word I, to think that we, you know, to relate to the spiritual master in such a way, to think we rely on the spiritual master because of these reasons. Yes.
Yes.
Then the lines continue to say, these bodhisattvas have caused my mind to develop. They have produced my enlightenment as a Buddhist child. Therefore, these my teachers are praised by the Buddhists, who such virtuous thoughts have come here. As they protect the world, they are like heroes. They are captains, protectors, and refuge. So here, captains, in Tibetan, the word table, you know, used to refer to a, in the ancient times, when people used to set sail on boats that were in search of jewels, in the ocean. So the person leading the boat, you know, the captain, what we call table in Tibetan, you know, the person has to have experience, you know, in this field of knowing, you know, has had experience of going on such voyages before, and know where to go forth to search for these jewels, and that the person must have a lot of merit, you know, in order for that voyage of retrieving jewels, you know, finding new jewels to be successful. So therefore, here it refers to Lama in such a way. So the other analogies are almost quite similar. Yes. So here, the line continues says that there are an I providing me with happiness, which such thoughts are respected to my teachers. So here, one can understand that the, you know, so here, when one is practicing these lines, one visualizes the teachers, you know, mentally envisions the teachers within one's sphere of perception, and then one generates great faith towards the teacher, understanding that the teachers, the spiritual teachers, are the ones who lead us towards great happiness. You know, they are like the eyes are providing me happiness, giving happiness to me, leading me towards the happiness. So, so they also the spiritual teachers tell us which are the paths to be followed and which are the paths that are not to be followed. The suitable paths and the unsuitable paths for practice. So therefore, all these are dependent on the teacher. And also in the last line of the requesting lineage, the prayer requesting lineage gurus, it has the line, referring to the spiritual masters as the eyes that see all the vastness of all the scriptures. So here, it's also referring to that the spiritual master is able to perceive all the vast scriptures, and then showing us, you know, the path leading to liberation as well as omniscience. So like this, you know, we should, while reciting these above verses, you know, verses mentioned above, then we should substitute yourself, you know, for a sudhana, and then envisioning your teachers and remembering the kindness of each and every one of them in such a way. Then we should meditate up to the point where our the hairs on the pores of body arise and tears come to our eyes and so forth. Yes.
Jesus, you do jumper. And Thomas Shaja to Bada, Sonja Jane, the Gadichari, answered. 인나요 대례죠 개비시니 가리 지역이거든. 인도 제일 선제는 사기 가리 구시하자 두 번은 사기 가리에서 선발해. 인도 제일 다 선제 몸보지 편네 선제다 안간주 배워나 선제 좋으면 바지 배워차래. 대다게는 선제 좋으면 바지 타봐서 던지지 못하고 고요래데 안간원서 내대오래. 인도 선제의 투지 총소 말해 안간원서 내년이 온 게 뒤에깝나 당연성은 내려고 던지지를 내네 마지막에. 내가 너희 또마시아도 봐 팬네 네 들어봤습니다. 레벨 고이야 몸보지 좀 말어. 아니면 라좀 말어. 최차 몸보지 좀 말어. 얘는 안어도 되게깝나 레 돈비 샤브스냐 샤네 되게깝나니 돈비 샤워도 주빈 뭐지 이남 뭐 나 돈비 샤브게 워나 주빈 뭐지 얘나요. 아니 니마 드윈나 사이 대바다고 뇨네 네 모두 공부 통과야 된다서 말해. 나도 되게 가면 된다지 요 맞아 말해. 인도에는 다 도메시아도 봐 대례 주유 주야다 된다 맞아 말해. 인도 아니 개미친이게 남산이 말로 봤대. 더 봐도 삼진 공부나 그런 게 드롭 통나 아니 드롭 투야 된다는 트위야 인도 개미친이한테 샤자 투바니요 사과를 했어. 같은 질문이 되나?
So in this way, we remember the kindness of the virtuous friend and spiritual master due to their kindness of teaching the Dharma to us and then in establishing us within the states of liberation and omniscience, you know, leading us along the path and ultimately establishing within that state. So then remembering that the kindness of the spiritual master, you know, that therefore that also if you're referring to another line point in the Lamrim whereby one remembers the spiritual master as being greater than all the Buddhas, you know. So in that, from the viewpoint of qualities, you know, there's no being that could possibly excel in qualities beyond the Buddha. You know, the Buddha is the most highest in quality. So quality wise, in terms of qualities, then the spiritual master is not higher or greater than the Buddhas. But in terms of kindness, you know, it is in terms of the kindness of the spiritual master that has exceeded all the Buddhas. So the reason being that in general, the spiritual master being greater than all the Buddhas is because we are all the Buddhas, you know, we are the followers of Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. You know, we're the followers of his teachings. So Guru Shakyamuni Buddha have, you know, we are following his Dharma. So therefore, he's greater than all the other Buddhas. However, you know, but the Guru is even greater, or in terms of kindness of teaching the Dharma to us in these times, greater than Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. You know, so the reason being that there have numberless Buddhas have come to this world and are taught the Dharma and establish many sentient beings upon the path past the liberation of omniscience. But however, we have been left behind. This is not because that the Buddhas have abandoned us or that they have missed out on us, but it's because that due to our own karma, you know, and afflictive emotions, we have not been able to meet with these Buddhas and receive their teachings. You know, we have been sort of left ourselves behind in cycle existence. So even when the actual Shakyamuni Buddha came to this world, you know, our teacher Shakyamuni Buddha came to this world to teach the Dharma, he established many beings, you know, upon the various paths of the three vehicles. Then, like within history, you can see that many hundreds and thousands of people were established, you know, within the state of arhatship. They attained the state of an arhat. So when the Buddha was abiding in this world, you know, it is said that wherever he walked, even the worms that he passed over in the ground, the worms underneath his feet that he passed over would experience, you know, 7 days of bliss. You know, they would experience 7 days of bliss equivalent to the happiness, a blissful experience of the God realms. And then after that, then they would be born in the higher realms, you know. So even us, you know, even us were left behind, we didn't even experience benefit like that. So, at the Shakyamuni Buddha's time, we were not able to receive the teachings. However, at this point of time, you know, the spiritual masters, have taught us the Dharma and taught us the different ways of practicing and cause us to achieve, to lead, to follow the path and achieve the results of liberation of nations in the future. So therefore, the kindness of the spiritual master is greater than all the Buddhas. So, then remembering the kindness of the spiritual master in teaching the Dharma to us. So, as mentioned yesterday, the kindness, yesterday we mentioned about how great the kindness of the spiritual master that teaches the Dharma, to the extent that in the scriptures it mentioned that, equivalent to the number of syllables within the verses that are being taught to us. That number of aeons were spent venerating and serving the spiritual master without deceit, one is still unable, to fully repay the kindness of the spiritual master. So then remembering that the life stories, the previous lifetimes of the Shakyamuni Buddha prior to his enlightenment, therefore every verse that requested teachings for, he underwent many hardships, in order to receive those teachings. So for example, when he was born as the prince called Gyatso Dawa, then in order to receive teachings from this Brahmin, for each verse he offered lots of gold, thousands of pieces of gold for each verse of teaching. Then on another lifetime or occasion, when he was, he was here as a teaching for another teacher, he would request the Dharma teachings, and the teacher said, if you're able to light 8,000 lamps, brighter lamps on your body, and then and within the flesh of your body, then I will teach you the Dharma. So then he requested his teacher that if I was able to do that, until the point that the lamps completely burnt out, then please give me the teachings. So he actually physically did that, lit all these bright lamps within his physical body and offered them, and then, for these, as a request, for earnest request for these teachings. No.
Yeah, but this, said, you just start doing the burning thing, your teachings, so put all the light, put all the wax.
Yes.
And then start doing the teaching back, and you light it, lit it up.
Yes. Yes. So the Buddha, the Buddha put all the wax over the various parts of his body, And then when the teaching started, then he lit the lamps, you know, as the teaching started during the process of that. So here, also again, another lifetime, then the Buddha, then when he was requesting the Dharma teachings, then he used his skin, you know, as paper, and then his bones as on the pen and so forth, and then, you know, to write down the teachings and so forth. And another occasion, then he was requested to give up his children as well as his spouse as an offering for the teaching, and for that he also happily did that. And then, so therefore, we can see that the Buddha went through so many hardships, you know, in order to receive the Dharma teachings, and that our spiritual master is now had given us, you know, these teachings readily. So due to the kindness, remembering the kindness of the spiritual master by giving us such precious teachings. So we have been able to receive loneliness. So the, due to the kindness of the spiritual master, we've been able to receive all these teachings without having to go through the various hardships as the Buddha had experienced in his previous lives in order to receive the Dharma. So remembering the kindness of the spiritual master in within that context.
Rede, te maze, and the two muscle because in Nayo, she did change a lamb, a cottage in your race, in Marpena, and the Tajipongo, a Tabunjan Melon Ru, Jigalop, and then you got a sorties on your number. And it's a sorsum at the shoes. That's also a joe, and it's also in Bukala, and the mango tuni, Jiju, Manchuga Pala, and the wrong of a change of shorty. And the Lama the Tebada, and in June the Jewish Namji the Mandra, and Lodge Chimbuchon, somebody. And there's only she just in the Labacardian say.
So, also, other than the kindness of the spiritual master giving Dharma teachings to us, also remembering the kindness in times of not teaching the Dharma, the kindness of the spiritual master in blessing our mind streams. So, when the, for example, when Pamukha, Gyatso Pamukha Desha Ningpo was alive, then he went to meet his spiritual master, Jemen Hunru Thangpo, who was officiating in this offering ceremony, you know, it's called offering, Gana Chakra feast offering ceremony. So during the feast offering ceremony, from the beginning of the recitation up to the end, then Gyatso Pamukha was moved, you know, to tears, that he could not stop crying from the beginning to the end. And within his heart, he received, you know, he generated an uncommon faith in his heart, as well as experiences of renunciation and bodhicitta within his mind stream that is unusual or different from the usual times. So, and also generate very strong experience of guru devotion and so forth that were uncommon, you know, that were not usually there in his mind, generate an unusually strong experience. So also by requesting, you know, to the spiritual master with very strong faith, you know, with very extremely strong faith, requesting spiritual master, then one is able to experience the benefit of, you know, removal of obstacles as well as harms or adverse circumstances, you know, by the kindness of the blessings of the spiritual master. So then one should remember the kindness of the spiritual master in granting blessings, you know, when he's not actually, he or her is not actually teaching the Dharma.
Any 인데 된데 그거네. 에 근데 상담 방향 말이. 전쟁 거들 백가리 해서야.
So then I'm remembering also the kindness of spiritual material gifts, you know, in order to gather into the entourage. So here the spiritual master gives us also material gifts, you know, then gradually they gather us, you know, within his entourage of us disciples. So this is one of the practices of the Bodhisattvas, which is called the four ways of gathering. So within this practice, then the Bodhisattva first, you know, performs the generosity of material gifts, then gradually gathers these beings, you know, into their entourage, and then teaches them the Dharma. You know, so therefore, this is a practice of the Bodhisattvas. So remembering the kindness of the spiritual master in granting material gifts and gathering us into his entourage. Actual generosity of material possessions and then gathering into the entourage, gathering within their entourage, that even if the Lama does not actually provide, not actually physically hand you material gifts, but all the happiness and pleasures as well as your material wealth and resources and enjoyments, you know, all these are due to, you know, the kindness of spiritual master. But relying on spiritual master, we've been able to acquire these. So if you remember all these, it's also being, you know, part of the remembrance of kindness of the spiritual master, giving material gifts and gathering into an entourage. Yes. So giving a So due to the relying on the kindness of the guru, one is able to receive all these various enjoyments and so forth. So this is not even though the guru doesn't actually give the material wealth, but relying on the kindness of the guru, one is able to achieve all these material wealth. So this is part of that practice.
Part of the kindness of guru benefiting you by giving miscellaneous.
Yes. Miscellaneous. So this is part of the benefit of the guru giving you
Is part of that section.
Yes. Even this is considered part of that section of giving
kindness of guru.
Yes. Kindness of guru giving the
disciple by giving miscellaneous things.
Yes. Benefiting the disciple. Yes. Benefiting the disciple by giving miscellaneous things. Yes.
Pongo then the core no go ne to the toss king man ho jo ne ne so ni na me ne so ni so ga ga na ne je ni den zo den ma so ji ne ne na ma tsam ba de to chi ne na ma ma la to chi yong ge ho re so ne ni na yo ne ka je ge de ha ma go ji a wo zhong ge jong an ji sang ge den de ho re so se ne ya song yong de ko na ai kong ge to de po chi
So then there is the life story of the tutor of the 8th Dalai Lama, Kachin Yeshe Gyatso. And at the very beginning, he was like a monk, you know, a very simple monk, led a life of a meditator, you know, spent a lot of time meditating in the caves, just like Milarepa. And then, so spent a lot of time on his actual meditation practices, and sort of had a very ragged, you know, meditator kind of appearance, led a kind of lifestyle. Then later he came down to Lhasa to listen to the teachings from Puchu Ngawang Chamba. At that point of time, during those, he was still also dressed, you know, again, very shabby clothes. Then one day, one master, one official, came to him to request to perform tidrit, which is the long life practice, to perform some long life rituals. So the he was given some thamba, barley flour, as well as some butter. You know, so then at that point in time, he thought that he was, he sort of like thought, oh, maybe people are starting to see some qualities, you know, in me. So that he generated a bit of like pride or arrogance within his mind. Then, however, the next day when he attempted the teachings of his Lamrim teachings of his teacher, that his teacher said that in actual fact, there when his teacher taught to the section of relying on the spiritual master. His teacher said that actually there are practices of relying on the spiritual master to achieve barley flour, and practice of relying on the spiritual master to achieve butter. But some people think that this is.
I'm sorry, my
misunderstanding. So, the Lama who was giving the Lamrim teaching that said that there are occasions whereby the Lama or this Guru manifests barley flour, sometimes when the Guru manifests butter and so forth. And then some people, not knowing that, then think that, you know, this is due to their own achievements that they managed to gather or receive these offerings. So then Kachin Yeshe Gyatso, when he heard that, you know, then he's, you know, immediately his mind, his pride was completely crashed, you know. So then
fainted.
So he was completely fainted due to that shock. Then he fainted from that and then remained completely unconscious until the teaching was finished. Yes.
That then, some people are not able to do it. They are not able to do it. They are not able to do it. Tā jōbī tēnzō, nīmbā jōbī tēnzō nē, lāma ngāp jōmbā dē, nē māo mbā jīshī kū, lāma jīshī kōnyi tā, mīnyi jīgō kōngā dē, tēn tēn bēr tā, ngō rū lōbō jīnrō jī, dōjīn zī, nī sūmbā, shī nī ngō bā tā jī, lāma ngō sū, nī bā jā, shī sūmbā tā, dō rū tō nā, nī bā rū bā tā, mīnyi bā kōngā dē, bēr bā
So
tsoba jab tuyu chen ne nomba de shu. Ani nombe bende da lobon pao se ya je chagarwa. Enda kongi sumba re. Kongi songo ya te enda ani ayan debe sunjun no an debe kabla da jenda nomba jenda da tsundu je namju benla mana kuwa je ani da omba jitong tende jo je ni chun yenge yorwa. Enda lobon pao ta na muti ne nomba de shu ro sonza kong gomba chong che tende se ne chun yenge jo de yon imar. Dega na ani lami ani samje la ani chono naga mendo onse sisong bari danda pao la. Enda kong da keba sonza da je je ne loma mongba nende je yore di je ne nga jibo na naga mendo onse ya de dāng yé lūy lā chōng jī yā rā yā sī, lūy lā. Yé nē sāma tōng yé dā, ngā rō dē tōng chū nyé tōng dā dēng mē tō sī. Yé tēn rī gōng jī nē, lā mā tēn tsō, lā mā ngā jū bā sī yā dā tsa mō bā.
Yes. So then the next part goes to talk about how to rely on the spiritual master in actual practice. Then it quotes from Ashvaghosha's 50 verses on Guru Devotion. So here Ashvaghosha compose, you know, this text on which comprises of 50 verses that talks about the proper, appropriate manner of relying on the spiritual master. So here, within the 50 verses he composed, you know, that he this master Ashvaghosha, he was originally a non-Buddhist, you know, a non-Buddhist. Then he debated with the Buddhist master, Aryadeva. So debating with Aryadeva, he lost, you know, during the a religious debate, and therefore he converted to Buddhism, entered into the Buddhist path, and it became known as the Lobon Bawo, you know, in later times. So one day when Aryadeva was giving a Dharma teaching, then all the students, you know, so knew how to like come in. This Ashvaghosha together with other students came in to attend the teachings of Aryadeva, and so the other students you know, knew the proper way of posture, you know, they sort of sat with their legs crossed and so forth, and sit in a proper manner. But Aryadeva, since he was a new convert to Buddhism, did not know the proper way of sitting, so he sat with his legs and stretching out, you know. At the end of the teachings, then Aryadeva, you know, the Guru Aryadeva then asked him, he said, you're not sick, are you? No, not physically unwell. You're not sick, are you? No. It's not the end of the teachings. During the teachings, Aryadeva asked Ashvaghosha and said, "You're not sick, are you?" You know. So then, because Ashvaghosha, he had just converted from another tradition, but he was a logician by nature, so he was very smart and intelligent. So immediately he could understand that if the guru, you know, has so many disciples, but of all of them, he specifically asked me if I was sick, and sick is a fault of the physical state, you know. So therefore, then he came to realize that this was a fault in his physical. Well,
he checked me. He thought it was mistakes. Something to do with a mistake in my body.
So he thought there was a something to do with a mistake in the physical body. So he gradually came to the realization of that, and then that's when he wrote this. Then found that his physical posture was inappropriate. Then he came to compose these 50 verses. So within these 50 verses, and it says, Ashvaghosha says that what need is there to say much here, you know, so it says, what need is there to say more? The essence of guru devotion is that, you know, do whatever pleases your gurus, you know, whatever your gurus makes your gurus pleased, you know, you should, you know, try to practice that. And eliminate all factors that that causes your gurus to be displeased. So all that displeases your gurus should be completely abandoned. And analyzing this, strive at it, you know, strive at this practice. So once, and it says once you've understood Vajradhara's statement, you know, the Vajradhara's prediction that, you know, his proclamation of the guru's qualities, that attainments follow proper reliance on the master. So Vajradhara has said that if you properly rely on the spiritual master, you achieve all the different cities or the spiritual attainments. So therefore, thoroughly please your gurus in all the things that you do. So this is the essence of the 50 verses.
Yes. ဆန်းစင်းဘဘတော့ငါကညေကဘတော့ကာကျင်တဲ့တို့ပါဘူးအဲဒေတာရောလိုတဲ့ခြင်းလေကုတညေဘတော့ရင်ဘတော့တူပိကုန်နေရှင်းတဲ့တံပါချာချီတော့တံပါချီကိတံပါဒုဘတိတေရစင်းနေရောငါကဘာချီချီဆုံးဆိုညင်တာဒါအာလမညေဘချေရဒေလာညေဘဆုံးစင်းဘူးဒီကုန်နေညေဘတူရချေအဲယောလုံငါကေလမေရှာချေရှေရအဲဒေတာနမေရင်ဘချေရရင်ဘဆက်တာ ညူယောက်ကစောင်းကိုရှာကြည့်ကြရအဲတန်တွေကောနေညိပါတူပြချစ်အဲဒါလမ်းမေကာရင်တို့တွုံးညိပါတူပြချစ်စုံစုံညိပါတူပြချစ်အဲဒါကောင်းအောင်နဲ့တို့ပြချစ်အဲဒီစံဘာကိုဘယ်ညိပါတူပြချစ်အဲခုံးတော့တယ်လို့တင်နေအဲဆောင်ရတဲ့အဲဒါတင်းတော့ကစောဝတ်ကားရစနာအဲကာရင်တို့တို့ပါတဲ့စောဝတ်ရစောင်းတယ်မ္မချစ်ဟုတ်တယ်တက်ဆာဆော
So the three avenues to achieving what pleases a guru is. So when you're serving, you know, so strive, the main practice is strive to achieve what pleases your gurus and to eliminate what displeases them. So then the three ways, you know, three avenues to which this practice can be accomplished is firstly by offering material gifts, secondly by respecting and serving with your body and speech, and thirdly, and by practicing in accordance with their words, you know. So other than making actual physical material offerings, then also by respecting and serving your body, speech, such as praising the guru, and as well as serving as a servant, attendant, or as a even a nurse, you know, when the guru is physically unwell. Now, of all these three ways of pleasing the guru, the main one is through practice in accordance with their words, in accordance with their injunctions and advices, instructions. One should practice accordingly. That is the best way to please the guru. So then it quotes from Maitreya's Ornament of the Mahayana Sutras: rely on the teacher by way of respect, material things, service, and practice.
Yes. Pada cuma tang, hamba rasuah kita dengan nojo yang muncik gus sumbare. Nanti dah de rongga tamse lobon yang jimis ni reyaci. Yang jimis pada cuma tang se marjane reyaci ni sumbare. Hamba dah rongga tamse lobon yang jimis. Jimba tang yang kau lah ni lobon jin yang terkemar reyaci agi sumbare. Rongga tamse lobon jimis na.
Yes.
Kau jere. Nyong che che na rong ge tam se lobon ne se jin sa ge yor te me su ka jime pe de chung ma tong se jen da ge ne jin ma tong a me ne ki rong ge pe de chung ma da rong so te so jin ma tong tong ge ka bo ra jen da yen je jin me ne ki pe de chung ma da rong so ge yon la ma teng go yo re ten de yen du Buddha chumma to so ke yon, nama tong chine, nama ten kuk yon na, ane nor non jo se ya, metta pa, yo wa, ti ta, she ma ku pari vaas.
So then, and then in the Ornament of Maya Sutras, it also says, a steadfast person who practices just as taught by the guru, pleases that guru properly. So then we come to a portion about offering material gifts, whereby it quotes from the 50 verses on guru devotion, and it says here, if you always rely on your pledged master, and by giving things not normally given, your child, spouse, and your life, one need to speak of ephemeral resources. So here, in Tibetan, the word jinmin, which means not normally given, is at the beginning of the second line in the verse, and it can be understood to be, it can be understood in two ways, either appended to the first line or appended to the second line. So here is, if you append the first line, it means that if you always rely on your pledged master, so not normally given means that one should not, you know, abandon the pledged master. The master has given you the samayas, you know. So, and then if I understood the second way, then it says, giving things that are not normally given. So usually, here it refers to your child, your spouse, your own life. So usually, these are things that other people have difficulty, giving up to, you know, to their spiritual master. So, however, you know, even these things, when you rely on a spiritual master, it is appropriate to even give up these things as an offering, you know. So it says one needs to speak of ephemeral resources. So ephemeral refers to things that are transitory, such as our own wealth and property and so forth. So what more is one needs to speak of these transitory things? Yes. So then why do we have to offer, you know, all our wealth and enjoyments and so forth to the spiritual master? So here the next line, next quotation then goes, offering to a pledged master constitutes continuous offering to all the Buddhas. So by offering to your spiritual master such a physical, material, you know, miscellaneous offerings, gifts, then this is equivalent of what, by doing that, one receives the benefit of making offerings, you know, of miscellaneous gifts to all the Buddhas. And then, so then the line, the quotation continues saying that offering to them is a collection of merit. From the collections of merit and sublime wisdom comes the supreme attainment. So therefore, by making offering in such a way, one receives the benefit of offering to all the Buddhas. One accumulates great merit, and from there on, one can, one has the capacity to achieve the cities or the spiritual attainments. Yes.
Yes.
So, then it quotes from the Geshe called Geshe La Sorwa, which mentioned that we should offer, if you keep what is good to yourself. So it's a Kadampa, Geshe La Sorwa, that mentioned that if you offer bad things, you know, things that are sort of like poor in quality, you know, deteriorated or degenerate stuff that's poor in quality, while keeping what is good, you know, or possessing or keeping what is good for yourself alone, then you ruin your pledge, you know, your bonds or samaya, spiritual bonds. So if you're, but if your guru is pleased with this, but however, by offering these things, then your guru becomes pleased, you know, then there is no fault, you know. So if you, the main thing is pleasing the mind of the guru, then if the guru is pleased with it, there is no fault. Or if you are so deprived, that you have nothing other than what is bad, you know, or degenerated, deteriorated, then by offering that, then there is, again, there is no fault by offering that. So also in the same text elsewhere, it says that by that what those that we cherish, whatever you cherish the most, you know, as best, as the greatest, or you cherish as the most, those that you cherish as cherish the most, those things that you should actually offer to please the spiritual master. So then, in here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that the student's perspective differs from the guru's perspective, in that the students must make should make these offerings because the gurus themselves are the spiritual, are the supreme field of merit, you know, through which, by making offerings to it, that the students can accumulate the great collections of merit and sublime wisdom. However, from the lamas' side, you know, the lamas should not take these gifts into consideration. So from the side of the disciples, you know, they should offer all the gurus whatever they can, you know, all wealth, enjoyments, and so forth. Whatever they can offer, they should offer. But from the side of the master, spiritual master, it must be a master that is not, completely overwhelmed or focused, totally focused on the offerings. Yes.
Sharabe shanes, da? Kadam geji sharabas ne, kebachimbo, shivaji peyaji mare. Nda kong, reda jagad pe, ene jagage samrida tende jongyo marwa. Jongyo marete, kong shikubu chimbo yindu, dotari jojia norde wa tende, ande, ande che yongo doks. Nda umanjuba. Re umajuba pato dotabi jone ene sharawa de pu re inde sharawa de pu yende sharawa e ma shi ya bon dos de ka to te de le jin yong go do sen ne pa ye ge ku de go na ba da da ko no ju don de to sen de me ya de ji se ja be de se yin de go na ene sharawa so mo no yin cha de yo de ne ye za nam ju de na do ta be sharawa a se je mu je ke そうや。え、天で行けばちもじほれ。ね、根源演説はれ。ラマセやって感じで壊れせな。準備にじ。尊前中世さんやもまたはしら。ラマセはいいです。で、のみ、ルバニャムね、やごちんどな。でるとにをやねじ。ね、尊前な、めたんでごあれです。でれ動画はせた、尊前がわちにて、え、ナムルドゥベラマメオンソンモス。ナムルパパ。せるわ。ね、タバルでラマメオンじゃ。 근데 주시에바이나 요모제레 요모제인자 주지 진반한 로그요 말이 엔티시에바디 로만 페인터고요 말이 근데 인자 델레 도비 남루두베 남하면 왔어 말이
yes. So then here following that Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from a writing of Geshe Sharawa, Yukadampa Geshe Sharawa is said to be a very great scholarly being. So there is in the lineage guru's prayer, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa calls him Sharawa, who is unequal in discrimination in discriminating what is right and wrong. And so here, it was because when Sharawa, when he went to India at that point of time, at one point of time, Gyagalapera, La,
Gyagalapera. 샤르와 페요 말이
페요 말이
페요 말에 대해
갸간에 로자바지
갸간에 로자바지 페바로 로자 빠스 로자
빠자 로자
그 갸간에 페 갸게 용 된데 놓아요 그래대 고네 단다 남주 내나로 샤르와 콘케야 샤르요 유톤 로자비 조이야 데라 종이 와대 노자비 하마고로 와 근데 거기 세인데 근데 노리야스 세송인데 다다다 차대요
So, he did not go to India. There was a Lozawa or a translator called Baza Lozawa that had gone to India to study the Sanskrit language, and that had come back to Tibet. You know that he had translated the text called Entering the Middle Way, Umajuba. Then he came, to offer this text for checking, editing or checking to Geshe Sharawa. So Geshe Sharawa, when he was reading the text, then he said that he came across one point and said, oh, maybe this point should be, probably should be like this, you know. So at that point, Baza Lozawa did not see, the mistake. But later on, when he went back to read and check up again, and he found that it was exactly like Geshe Sharawa said, that this part, what should be like this. So that's where he came about this praise, that Sharawa is unequal in discrimination in his wisdom. He's a very scholarly being. So Geshe Sharawa then here says that we use the word guru for whomever is pleased by practice and does not give even the slightest consideration to material gifts. And so the spiritual master should be a being who's pleased mainly by the offering of spiritual practice for the sake of disciple and not offering of material or miscellaneous gifts. And it says here, he further goes on to say that one who does the opposite is not suitable to be a guru for those wishing to achieve liberation. So a person who does the opposite, focuses on the material offerings rather than on the dharma, then it's not suitable to be a guru. Then the reason being that the responsibility or the role or function of the teacher or the guru to teach the path towards liberation. And so when the teacher is teaching the path, then then that teaching itself becomes of all the four generosities, and it becomes a generosity of dharma. Then during this generosity of dharma comes about only when the motivation of teaching the dharma is unsullied by afflictive emotions. It is not a mind that is lusting after offerings or praises, respect, fame, and honor, but purely out of a mind that wishes, that desires to benefit others. So if the teacher then has a mind, a motivation when teaching the dharma that is sullied by such afflictive emotions, desiring for praise, offerings, and so forth, then that teaching does not become an actual generosity of dharma, and then one does not actually derive benefit from such an act.
Yes.
So we've end today's teaching at this point, and whatever teachings you received heard today, please apply them to actual practice.